Mulligan. She might have had a do-over, for she had a killer body in spite of perfecting the best apple dumplings in three counties. Sweet and hot with a gentle prick of flaky crust, her pastries could blow a man's toupee into the tree, as he sat stunned in shadow, fork in hand, mouth-watering and bald. Had there been competition, she'd have ribboned at every state fair. She could pack away a bushel of baked apples without putting on a pound. Delicious down and naked in the bright sun of the garden bed, pulling shoots of crab plant from the dirt, she was never concerned for lonely peepers leering over the fence, had there been one. For her, God-warm skin was enough to warrant letting the light shine on. She wasn't shy, that's for damn sure. She brought knowledge. She was the only woman a man might want to talk with after a field day between snake and bleat of sheep. He liked the way she filled the core like ice water poured into a shoveler's gullet. He felt it should be enough to be yin upon a man's yang, filling a dinner table with tasty trifles and playing mama cow to her bull's suckling croup kids. By clack of cloven hoof, she could tease out the horns on any man. But sinful fruit treat notwithstanding, she went another way. She crossed over the line of her lord's livery, signed up for a class set in the heat of an earthenware kiln, and met a cute blunt-cut potter in clogs. Together, they made apple turnovers.